And Mike Adams here with emergency update for the weekend of February 12th, 2022. This is about war with Ukraine. And we saw yesterday, Friday, the White House said that Putin was going to invade Ukraine and invade Kiev this coming Wednesday. and of course, all of us are looking at that like, how on earth could you possibly know what day Putin is going to invade Ukraine unless you, the Biden regime, were faking it? And folks, that's exactly what's about to happen. The Biden regime is a criminal, illegitimate, enemy-occupying force in America. They did not win the election. They rigged it in multiple ways. Not going to go into that right now, but you know the truth about this. And they thought they could lock down and conquer America with COVID. And that's what they tried at first. Now, that has failed. The backlash is growing by the day, and it's already enormous. People aren't putting up with it anymore. We've won that war, believe it or not. We've already won that war. It doesn't mean we can let off right now, but we've won that war. They can no longer use COVID to enslave us under mask mandates and social distancing and lockdowns and economic damage and all this stuff. So because of that, they need a new crisis. And in order to get a new crisis, they're going to create it. And that's what this is all about. Well, that's part of what this is all about. There are other motives involved in the situation with Ukraine, going back to the Clintons and the Biden family and massive money laundering and documentation records and so on that they want destroyed. And a lot of those records are kept in Kiev, by the way. And so they want, the Bidens and the Clintons, they want Kiev to be bombed and destroyed, even if they have to do it themselves. So let us, all of us as Americans and citizens of the world who are listening, let us publicly call for an end to this criminal Biden regime. You are not the president. You do not have the support of the American people. And should you start this war, you will become war criminals at a whole new level, beyond the war criminals you already are when it comes to vaccines and COVID and everything else. But if you're going to launch a war and blame Russia, that puts you in the category of Hitler, the Nazis. If you're going to carry out those war crimes, we will call you out every step of the way. And we will demand peace. We will demand that cooler heads prevail. We will demand negotiations. If you have an issue with Putin, talk with Putin. And by the way, stop moving NATO missiles closer and closer to Putin's border. I mean, he has a legitimate complaint about the fact that we are pulling like a Cuban missile crisis against Russia by moving NATO missiles ever closer to his border and moving our troops and moving our military hardware ever closer to his border. So of course, Putin has the right to say, hey, back off our border, abide by the United Nations agreements and the NATO agreements following, you know, the fall of the Berlin Wall and so on, the Cold War agreements, and stop encroaching upon these borders. I mean, in America, we don't want Russia to set up nuclear weapons in Cuba. That was a Cuban missile crisis. Well, the same thing is true. Russia doesn't want us to have our weapons right on his doorstep, okay? So if we want peace, we all need to back off, allow every nation some buffer space, and then finally stop subjecting Ukraine to this insane tug of war where the people of Ukraine are going to be the victims here. If Biden proceeds with this false flag operation, there's going to be incredible suffering of the people of Ukraine who don't deserve that suffering. They don't deserve any of this. They're just trying to be left alone and raise their families and run their businesses and run their country, you know, collect some tax revenues for the pipelines and just be Ukrainians. And by the way, the Eastern Ukrainians, as you all probably know by now, were historically Russian people, and they still are to this day. So, you know, it's we go into the whole history of this, it gets pretty crazy. But nevertheless, Biden doesn't care about the real history. Biden doesn't care about the people of Ukraine. Biden doesn't even know who he is, actually. This is all about Biden's puppet handlers. And they are pushing for this. And actually, let's move forward here and talk about what this is going to mean. So if Biden succeeds in creating a kinetic war that is blamed on Russia, it's going to have a huge impact in a very negative way on the world. The world is going to suffer in terms of security, in terms of economics, as a result. And that's assuming that Russia doesn't counterstrike America, which it could. But even if there's just, let's say, like kinetic fighting between NATO and Russian forces, even if it's relatively small and contained to one regional area, that right there, you're going to see oil prices skyrocket. You're going to see gold and silver skyrocket. You're going to see uncertainty skyrocket. I mean, this is going to hurt Biden and the Democrats in a horrific way, but they don't care. I mean, they're just clueless. They just want to proceed with war anyway because they need the distraction. They need an excuse to lock down the American people under wartime martial law and try to carry out gun confiscation and try to cancel the midterm elections and, you know, try to continue with the economic damage that they were carrying out under COVID. And by the way, isn't it crazy how Governor Whitmer of Michigan is out there complaining about, oh, the Ambassador Bridge being shut down by the truckers? Oh, it's hurting families. It's causing so much economic damage. Hey, you crazy psycho bitch, you're the one who shut down the whole state for how long? Destroying small businesses, destroying families, destroying workers. Oh, you didn't care about economic damage at that time. No. Only when it's truckers. Then you want to cry wolf. It's, oh, economic damage. Ah. You're the economic damage. You're the terrorist against the people of Michigan. You should have resigned a couple of years ago. But nevertheless, this is going to damage the Democrats to such an extent that they're going to have no choice but to pull out some kind of emergency, wartime excuse to try to stop the elections, the midterm elections. So if they start this war with Russia, they're going to take this all the way. They're going to try to declare martial law in America. They're going to try to have the COVID concentration camp roundups, throw conservatives and gun owners and Christians into the death camps and just mass murder them. They're going to try to do gun confiscation. So if they start this war with Russia, it is the worst possible sign that you could imagine. It's an indication that our nation is being run by insane, criminal, mad people who are like on a suicide mission for the country and even for themselves. And you don't want to be tied to a bunch of suicide cultists when they unleash the worst part of their plans. You don't want to go down with them, obviously. You don't want to be chained to that, concrete blocks or whatever the mafia uses to sink bodies in the rivers, you know. You don't want to be chained to that. We've got to extricate ourselves from this. We've got to correct the stolen 2020 election, by the way. I have a new interview with Patel Patriot that's up on my channel on brighttown.com. It's from, I think it was posted Friday. So check that out because he's the author of Devolution, the Devolution series on Substack. And he told me in the interview that he believes Trump will be reinstated as president before the midterm elections. Now, you know, I asked him, what about hopium? You know, it sounds like it's just more, you know, good news that doesn't come true. I mean, what do you say to that? So I guess you can hear his answer in the interview, but there are people who believe that there is a legitimate plan to dismantle the enemy occupiers and to reinstate Trump as the rightful president of the United States of America. I'm not yet convinced that that's going to happen. I'm just passing along to you that there are credible researchers who have reached that conclusion. So you can decide for yourself whether you think that's going to happen. My guess is that Biden and his lunatics are going to get America freaking destroyed, perhaps by the midterms. I mean, if they attack Russia and Russia decides to retaliate against the United States, you realize what options Russia has at its disposal in terms of, you know, hypersonic missiles, nuclear retaliation, the coastline nukes that are burrowed into the continental shelf that can unleash like a radioactive tsunami against the coastal cities on both the east and west coasts. You realize what Russia can do if Russia decides to do. And I'm not, I mean, actually, I don't think Putin is going to do things like that. So I'm not predicting that as an outcome. But you know what's more likely? In my view, what's more likely is that Biden's deep state would nuke an American city themselves to blame Russia. That, in my book, that's highly likely. And the reason is because we know that was Clinton's plan. When Clinton was going to win the presidency, i.e. steal it in 2016, one of the plans that came out from, you know, former deep state sources and whistleblowers was that they wanted to start a war with Russia at that time, and they were going to use nuclear material acquired from Russia to set off a nuke in a U.S. city. They were literally going to nuke a U.S. city. This was going to be the Clinton administration's deep state carrying this out, and they were going to blame Russia and use that as a pretext to launch World War III against Russia. And if you don't believe that's possible, then you don't know these people. They would absolutely nuke a U.S. city. They would absolutely kill a million Americans. I mean, they've already killed. Think about how many millions they've killed with this vaccine. Think about how many more million they're going to kill, you know, with more gain-of-function research, the hemorrhagic fever, and just you know, the initial COVID pandemic and all the economic destruction and all the spike protein injections, the mRNA, the killing of children. I mean, well, you think these people wouldn't kill millions of Americans if it allowed them to justify launching the war they want with Russia? Of course they would. They don't give a crap about the American people. They don't have any value assigned to a human life whatsoever. Because, frankly, they're not human. Understand, they are demon-possessed, formerly human skin bags. They're demons running this thing. And frankly, the more humans they exterminate, kind of the higher score they get in their twisted, you know, satanic hell scoreboard. They start racking up like demon points or whatever. So if they nuke a city and kill 5 million people, that's just for them, that's like 5 million bonus points with Satan, you know? So understand what you're dealing with and don't be surprised what they attempt to do, because this, what you're watching, man, these really are end times. Let's put it that way. They're going to try to end human civilization, and this is their pathway to getting it done. And they launch war with Russia. God help us. God help us. But be prepared, because if they do, you know, everything's going to collapse so rapidly, including probably they might use that for the global reset, banking system collapse and all that. So be ready and stay informed. I've got more podcasts and interviews and videos coming out on brightown.com, of course, and check my website, naturalnews.com, but also check the other hosts and guests and their shows on brightown.tv. Just go to brightown.tv Monday through Friday. The shows are all day and well into the evening. Amazing hosts, amazing shows. We got Dr. Jane Ruby on there, by the way. She's got her show. We got Ann Vandersteel. Got Pete Santilli with his analysis. Pastor John Diamond is just so many amazing, incredible people. We got Alan Keyes, former ambassador. It's an amazing network. Brightown.tv. Check it out. And pray that we defeat this evil and save America. God bless you all. Thank you for listening.